Nolte, good news. AP reports no evidence of any inauguration threats. By John Nolte on January 18, 2021. Oh, man, what a relief. The far-left Associated Press, AP, is reporting there is no evidence of any threats for his fraudulent see Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow. And that vetting hadn't flagged any issues they were aware of. Who knew? 'Cause if you're watching TV right now, you are all kinds of freaked out. Yes, that wonderful news is going to come as a real surprise to those Americans who are still stupid enough to believe the corporate news media. Have you turned on KNLL or MSNBC lately? You'd think we were about to be invaded by Mars, or something. Talk about fake news. In fact, this good news will also come as a real surprise to anyone stupid enough to believe the AP. The same AP that reported this good news, but did so using a deliberately misleading headline. Defense officials tell AP they fear possible inside attack at inauguration, will have National Guard troops vetted. And yet, deep in that same story with that same headline, we're finally told the good news. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press on Sunday that officials are conscious of the potential threat. And he warned commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks as the inauguration approaches. So far, however, he and other leaders say they have seen no evidence of any threats. And officials said the vetting hadn't flagged any issues that they were aware of. Fear. 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 Safety. 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 Fascism. 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 Fewer civil rights. Fewer civil rights. Fewer civil rights. Although there is, according to the AP, no less. No evidence of any threats, the federal government still has a huge part of Washington, D.C. locked down entirely, including the businesses that operate around there. Who might have been able to make a little money on Inauguration Day, but instead are being forced to close their doors. You know what I don't get though? Why is his fraudulency having an inauguration at all? Of course, his fraudulency needs to be sworn in. I get that. But he could do that in his car, in a motel room, at the Chinese consulate's office, in Hunter Biden's drug den. What I'm talking about is the gathering of all these people and the celebrations afterwards. What about the coronavirus? In that respect, how is his fraudulency's inauguration gathering any different than a Trump rally? Or you holding a wedding? Or you holding a funeral? Or you throwing a party? Or you having your family over for Thanksgiving? It's not. We all know that. But just like the Democrats who run New York and Chicago are only now admitting we anti-lockdowners were 100% correct all along. Through his own actions, his fraudulency is now admitting all those Trump rallies were okay and that lockdowns are stupid. Anyway, I hope the above news that, let me repeat. There is no evidence of any threats for tomorrow's inauguration of his fraudulency. And especially the fact that this information is coming from the fake media, gives you some peace of mind. Now you can turn off your hysterical TV and go read a book or play with your dog or anything that doesn't use a stream of 24/7 lies to get you all worked up. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.